Why did I not use Draft2Digital to publish my ebook to Amazon? That's a good question, because Draft2Digital does have an option where you can have them distribute your ebooks to Amazon. I didn't go that direction though, and instead I published my ebooks to Amazon directly through KDP. There are a few reasons for that. The first is that you have to go directly through KDP in order to be a part of Kindle Select, which is how you get into Kindle Unlimited. I'm just about to pull out of KU myself, so that's less of a reason now for me, but it's still a valid reason to go direct through KDP for most people. The second reason to go direct is that Draft2Digital doesn't support Amazon's ads platform. If you want to run Amazon ads on your ebook, you have to go directly through Kindle Direct Publishing. Third, Draft2Digital doesn't support Kindle pre-orders. If you're going to have a pre-order on your Kindle ebook, again, you have to go direct through KDP. And finally, if you do publish your ebook to Amazon through Draft2Digital, you can run into some customer support issues. I've heard from friends who've run into problems and couldn't get support from either company. Amazon would say they had to talk to Draft2Digital, and then Draft2Digital would say they had to talk to Amazon. It can end up just being a mess if you don't go direct. Draft2Digital is great for wide ebook distribution, and it's really good for getting your ebook into library applications, but it has limitations when it comes to distributing ebooks to Amazon. For all these reasons, I've always published my Amazon ebooks directly through KDP, and I recommend that everybody else does that as well.